as we are joined by Wellington Wrestling Coach Dan McNeely. Coach McNeely, thank you so much for stopping out this afternoon, man. How are we?
For you guys having us out here today.
Yeah, of course, man, of course. Not a problem at all. Just tell us a little bit about this Wellington program this year and what the numbers are looking like there.
We're somewhere between, depending on any day, we could have anywhere from 8 to 12 guys showing up on the varsity squad. We got about 3 seniors. One is Trayton Bowman. He's a LT8 champ from last year. And he was a district qualifier. He's a 2-time district qualifier. I'm looking for him to possibly pop that and go on to state this coming year. He's been putting in a lot of work. Followed by Mark Hartman and Bert Parsons. They're both seniors in the upper weights. Bert kind of had a half a year last year with some injury trouble, and then Mike took the year off to get bigger for football. But they're back. They're ready to wrestle, so it's good to have the people in the room that, you know, they say that they're going to leave and we'll come back our senior year, and they never do. So it's nice to actually have the guys that, you know, they committed to us, said, listen, I am going to go lift. I am going to come back. So those guys came back. You know, our junior squad is really tough. We got Jeremiah McKee, Derek Andelsick, Caden Conrad. These guys are all competitors, you know. They really work and light a fire underneath the room, so that's always good. And then I got a sophomore, that Wade Bowman. He's Trayton's little brother, and they're drill partners. So, you know, you get that little mix in the room. got that going on. So he's a fighter, man. He's just an athlete, you know. He plays baseball, and he's a catcher, so he's always down in that stance. So he gets real low, and he's got a lot of power. So he's somebody to really look out for. He took second last year at the LC8. And then a freshman coming in, Sam Smith. He was a tough eighth grader last year. And he's kind of like always had this shell about him. But this year he's like coming out and saying, hey, coach, I'm here. Take notice, you know. Don't ignore the freshmen. I'm here, and I'm ready to bang with all these guys. So he'll grab anybody and go with them. So that's great. And we got some competitors.
Talk about Jeremiah. Obviously, disappointing. You know, sophomore. As a sophomore, he gets to the state tournament and doesn't get the experience because the pandemic shut that down. And so, a disappointing finish to that year. But obviously, as a sophomore, getting to the state tournament, that's a high level. It's got to be nice to see, you know, as far as what he could possibly do these last 2 years that he's already qualified once in the state tournament.
Yeah, Jeremiah McKee, you know, it's a shame what happened last year, because especially for a kid like that, you know, he's done a lot of training with us. He's done a lot of training with DTW, and he wrestles year-round. He does not stop. He might take a week off here, a week off there, just to give himself, like, some breaks. But he goes, and the sad part about that is when you got a kid that wrestling is his thing, and that's what he would prefer to do compared to video games or anything like that, and then here we go, a day before the state tournament, we're all getting ready to load up, and, you know, it gets shut down. So I know he was really upset, but instead of going back and licking his wounds or anything like that, the very next week he was like, well, I would still want to wrestle. So, you know, we got in the room, and he started working out right away. He has not stopped. Last week, he said, with his first week off, we took a week off just for COVID and gave all the kids a break, you know, being around family and whatnot. We didn't want to take the chance of exposing anybody, so we took a week off last week. And he's like, I actually just didn't wrestle. I just ran and did some weightlifting. I was like, how'd you do that? You know, somebody who loves it so much. He's like, it was kind of nice, but I missed it really bad. So, you know, he wrestled all summer. And we were with him, watching him, and he was going out there and competing. He's gotten faster. His stance has gotten better. I think he's going to be somebody that we're really looking for.
Well, I've been really interested in him. He's kind of a cool story. I don't, you know, if you're outside the program, you may not know, but you know, he came in as a freshman, and he had such a good, you know, middle school career, and was doing freestyle and stuff in the off season and things like that, and was ranked top 10 in the state before he'd ever competed in one varsity match. And, you know, not to sound negative, but he kind of struggled, you know, early that freshman year. I'm sure he wasn't happy with the results that he got. And the freshman season probably wasn't quite – he probably didn't hit maybe some of his preseason goals. So to see the turnaround last year, the sophomore year, was just phenomenal. He, again, he makes it to the state tournament. How kind of cool has that journey been, that two-year journey, just kind of watching a kid – maybe struggle a little bit to adapt to the high school level of wrestling and then really kind of figure it out and just kind of excel.
Yeah, so I came from – I was at Elyria Catholic the year when he was in eighth grade, and I just came to Wellington. And I didn't know who this kid was, but everybody's telling me about him. So, you know, I see him, and I'm like, he's got a little bit of ways to go, but, man, he's really, you know, into it, and he's got, like, a really good fireman's carriage. What can we do with that? And we started, like – getting to the point of noticing what we can build off of. Like, what happens when they shut that down, Jeremiah? You got to come up with something else. And I think his sophomore year last year, he started going to that barrel roll more and getting single legs and stuff like that. And that's what carried him on to the next level. Just being able to chain wrestle into the next thing. And this year, I think what you're going to see is more counterattacks, because we've been working on that a lot where – you know, he was getting shot on and people were getting stuck on his leg and he couldn't figure it out. You know, if he didn't get that front offense, the front headlock, they got on his leg. It was struggling time. And he's learned to move his feet and get more agile. And he's coming right back with high crotches and singles right at you. You can't breathe. I wrestled him today and I had to lay down. I had to take a nap. I tell you, that kid's fast.
We talked about the Lorain County League. Its inaugural season was last year. You know, fantastic tournament with a battle between you know, Firelands and Keystone. But Wellington was the host school, and I had to give kudos to you guys for putting on that tournament. For a conference tournament, probably one of the better tournaments, and you probably know I'm referring to the laser show. The unbelievable you know, pomp and circumstance before the finals. I mean, it was something pretty special.
It was pretty special.
How kind of cool was that, and how much effort did it take to put that together?
You know, special thanks first of all to Scott Marion for the light show and the DJing and everything like that. And special thanks to all of our parents, because our parents were there that night all the way until probably 2 o'clock in the morning setting up for that. He's referring to a laser show that was one of the best laser shows I've ever seen in my lifetime. Smoke, lasers, entry music, these kids had it all. And all that does is get you fired up.
Yeah.
So what we got to see was a championship match that had everybody ready to go. You know, you got your UFC fighters coming out to the cage, and they got their music, and they're ready to go, and they're all riled up. Well, you got to see a bunch of 16, 17, and 18-year-olds out there doing the same thing. So that was great. And, yeah, special thanks to, like, our parents. Oh, my gosh.
I never put that together. You said the MMA stuff, and Scott Marion's a big MMA guy.
Yeah, he is.
That's probably where he got all that idea from.
Yeah, so, you know, and it wasn't just, like, our high school parents. It was our Biddy program parents that were out there.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, because Wellington's a small community, and for us all to come together like we have, it's huge.